Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. So today we've got three fathers from every corner around the world. We've got Anthony from Dadbot Apparel, who's over in California in America. We've got Tom, who is from Dad Strong. He's over in Germany, and I'm Leroy and based over in Australia. So dads, welcome to the podcast.
What is going on? Thank you for putting this together, actually.
No worries. So the idea behind this is we're sort of just freestyling at the moment and seeing where it takes us. But having three different fathers from, you know, a clothing background, a school teacher and podcast background, and then, you know, fitness background as well, come together and try and form a podcast that will tackle, you know, current day issues for, you know, not just fathers, but, you know, worldwide issues that might be happening and how they might be affecting, you know, the children or, you know, us personally. So we'll do a bit of an introduction. Anthony, can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and what you've got going on over there in America?
Yeah, so my name is Anthony. I started a clothing company about 3 years ago called Dadbot Apparel. We are based out of Sacramento, California, and I have beautiful wife, Catherine, and two young children who are both under three. Our oldest son is Hudson. He is about 2.5. And then our daughter, Adriana, is about 15 months. So they're kind of the inspiration behind the clothing line. I started it right before Hudson was born. And the idea behind it was just, I've always been into fitness and into staying healthy. And when my friend started, they found out we were pregnant, they started giving me a hard time and saying, you know, don't worry about working out. Don't worry about your diet. Start working on your dad bod. And that's where the light bulb kind of went off of, there's got to be a market for dads that just want to stay in shape, stay healthy, look good. And there's not really anything out there either that is simple, fashionable clothing that showcases fatherhood, dad life without being in your face, I'm a dad, look at my shirt kind of thing. And so that's where the idea came from. And it's just kind of grown and taken off from there. So, you know, it's been fun to meet different dads all around the world. I mean, thankfully it brought me to both of you, which is awesome. And for me, I'm excited about learning, you know, how different cultures in different parts of the world handle similar issues. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to learn a ton. I hope I'm able to, you know, share different challenges and success stories that maybe help other people in where you're located.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. And what about you, Tom? You're over in Germany and you're the founder of Dad Strong. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about what you've got going on over there and a bit more about your family life as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm living in Germany, but as you can tell, I'm not a German. I'm a South African boy from Cape Town that moved over here with my ex-wife. And that's kind of where my story started with Dad Strong, and that I got divorced, fought for my twins, custody battles for 4 or 5 years and such, was successful there because of stepping up and owning up and taking my role as a dad seriously and stop blaming other people. And that's turned out really well. And at the moment, I'm with my new partner since 7 years. We've got two new little kids. So we've also, like Anthony, I've got a little daughter who's just 1.5. And then I've got a son who's 4. And then the twins are already 9 now. So that's 4 kids keeping me very busy on my toes and really challenging me to be the best man that I can be and the best dad that I can be. And like Anthony says, you know, stay in shape and not use fatherhood as an excuse or a reason to actually become less sharp, but actually as a reason to become sharper and better and stronger and develop a strong mind, strong body. And most importantly, guys, I mean, a strong character, which I think is at the base of being a great dad, is just being a great man and being someone that is always reflecting, thinking and growing, and yeah, like having conversations like this and yes, learning from different people from all over the world and being open-minded. And it's been awesome to see with Dad Strong podcast how I've connected with all men from walk of life, from Navy SEALs to ex-professional surfers to transgender dads, you name it. I'm always open to learning from anybody, and that experience has not only helped me to help other guys, but has helped me a lot to grow in the last year since I started it. And I'm really stoked to be with you here, guys, with you guys here this morning. It's super early for me. It's 5:30 in the morning, but that's the commitment that I think you need to show as a dad and as a man if you want to make a difference in the world. So stoked to be here and looking forward to what we're going to chat about and helping other guys as well and helping each other.
Awesome, mate. And I'll just,
honestly,
yeah.
Like, I'm glad you like it's about not losing it but gaining something. And that was clutch. for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, just a quick intro on myself. So Leroy, I run the Fit Dad Lifestyle over here based out of Australia. We've got a community of fathers worldwide, actually. And, you know, we concentrate on, you know, teaching fathers how to regain their confidence and like Tom just mentioned, then not use fatherhood as an excuse not to, you know, continue to chase their dreams, and also, you know, not use an excuse to, you know, sit on the couch and become fat and lazy and actually be out there amongst, you know, their kids and continuing to be that example and, you know, promote that active lifestyle for them. I've got two kids, so I'm married, two kids. Tanner is nearly four and Harry is six. So yeah, it's midday over here, or nearly 2 o'clock actually. So nearly school pickup time, and yeah, about to go see the boys and yeah, spend the afternoon outside with them. So that's a little intro on myself and you know, and Anthony and Tom as well. So guys, have you got anything you want to share with the audience listening and of what we're trying to do and what they might be able to expect, you know, moving forward once we, you know, get more of a structure and routine into the whole podcast system?
Yeah, maybe you could kick us off.
I like that.
Yeah, so, well, what I'm thinking is, you know, obviously having the three dads from around the world, obviously all entrepreneurs, business leaders, and, you know, fathers of multiple kids, I think it's just great and going to be a great platform for other dads to, you know, learn about, you know, everything to do with fatherhood, basically, as you meant, just heard with all the different introductions, then all our kids are at such different levels of age and also in totally different environments, you know, going from America, you know, Australia over to Germany. So, you know, they're all exposed to different ways of, I guess, bringing up different cultures, different experiences. And I think it would be great to have, you know, us three, you know, really expose, you know, how we are tackling fatherhood, you know, from a real and raw, you know, perspective and not sugarcoating anything to, you know, make it sound all pretty. And I think just trying to be as open as we can and, you know, really pass on, you know, that knowledge or those experiences or even our thoughts, whether they're good, bad or otherwise, on different topics around the world or different events that may be happening, and you know, really just keeping a real honest conversation moving forward. What about you, Anthony?
I agree. I think that's definitely what I want to gain and also try to impart to anybody listening, is I wanted to just be real and authentic, and whatever people want to, you know, like it, don't like it, hopefully they take something from it. And I mean, I think you nailed it on the head. It's not all rainbows and butterflies all the time, and it's hard. And the shit gets real sometimes, and it puts a strain on your marriage. It puts a strain on your relationship. Your kids get on you. You get stressed out. And, you know, there's a lot of different topics that are super, super touchy that I feel like you said, if you're just real and authentic, and I'm sure that there's going to be different perspectives from being in different parts of the world and different countries that I'm hoping I learn a lot from, and I can take home to my family and to my kids, and vice versa. Because, you know, a lot of times, and what you see on social media isn't necessarily, and most of the time isn't really how it is. You know, it's a snapshot into the best parts of your life. And I mean, I'm guilty of it. You know, we were just at a wedding, and the pictures I post are amazing pictures of my kids where they look great, or I'm with them, and we actually happen to catch a good moment. You know, no one rarely puts like a picture of your screaming kid having a tantrum, which happens probably more times than they're being angels, you know, at my age anyway. But that's the part that I want to dive into that I don't think many people do, is just how to navigate through the hard parts, how to keep going, and how to balance everything. Cause that's what I see that all the time with having a kind of a fitness geared clothing brand is excuses of I can't do this, that, and the other. And if you're truly being a good dad or you're being a good father, you don't spend 2 hours in the gym. And Leroy, you and I kind of touched on that when we had our talk. And, you know, I think that's just nonsense. You know, you should be able to figure out how to make it work. And I think that's where getting your guys' advice and talking through different challenges or different things that dads deal with, I think will be good for everyone to listen to.
Yeah, 100%. And what about you, Tom? What are your thoughts on the future and the structure moving forward?
Yeah, I like what Anthony said there. And I think that it is about being real and stuff. Actually, I posted a picture of my dishes the other day on my story on Instagram to show it's not so glamorous, especially with four kids. And when you have friends over, your kitchen looks like a bomb. And yeah, I think it's about being honest with yourself and honest with guys and helping people to see that you know, Leroy, Anthony, and I are just normal guys that have just decided to make a difference. We've decided to stay fit. We've decided to use our kids as like the purpose and the meaning and the reason why we actually step up and get up every morning and improve ourselves. And exactly that, as Anthony said, you know, it's doable. It's doable for anybody. And at the end of the day, it's just making that decision. Like I've just been reading Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. And it was like, either you decided to be overpowered by the guards and the situation, the concentration camps, or you were like the few, and it wasn't many, but you were the few that really still maintain dignity, still maintain love, still maintained an attitude where they weren't able to, you know, take away what's inside. And I think that's the thing for me, is developing those intangible things sometimes that we don't value so much on the outside. You know, on the outside, it's very important for a lot of people to have a lot of money, to have a lot of success in their jobs and these kind of things. And nothing wrong with that. I think that we all want to be successful. But at the end of the day, it's about who we're becoming as men and who our children become as people as well, because the world is in a state where we need people to step up and show what the best of men and the best of masculinity is. And I think fathers especially, you know, get a bad rap sometimes. And I think I look at society's ills, and we haven't talked about this, and we'll probably get into this hopefully to see how we view the way the world is at the moment, because we're dealing with a very interesting facet, especially in the States, from what I see here, but we have these things as well. And I see the main problem is with parenting. I see there's a lot of challenges, and I agree that there's things we have to address, but parenting and fatherhood especially needs to be addressed. And having guys like from all over the world, like you say, you know, Leroy, you're in Australia. I'm actually South African in Germany. So I've got obviously the whole European idea. My family's in England, and Anthony's in America. It's kind of like we span the globe and show that, you know, at the end of the day, fathering and stepping up as men and dads when we have kids and doing our best to raise children that contribute to society, and also encourage other men. And I think that's what I'm really passionate about, is somehow, I don't know how it's done because it's a massive job, but somehow getting out in the communities and making a difference to hold other men accountable to take their roles as dads. Because if you do that, we're going to see a major shift in the way people take responsibility and take ownership. And no matter what the situation, whether they were born into poverty or whether they were rich or whether their skin color is white, you know, if they're Chinese, black, or whatever, that everybody does understand that no matter what my situation, I can't step up, but I need to be a parent first, and I need to take, you know, ownership of my kids. And so that's why for me, I don't want to get super serious about it all the time, but I do think it is a serious thing. And I do think it's super important that we do this as men and that we take ownership. Otherwise the world is heading one way, and we can see it at the moment, you know?
Well, shit, man, you said that a lot better than I did.
And my going on to what you said at the start about posting the picture about your dirty dishes with four kids and friends over. I've only got two kids and I've had no friends over, and my house is a bombshell. So, mate, if your dish is your only issue, you can come spend a week in my house if you want.
I'd love to, bro. Bizarre.
So, but yeah, so what we're going to do, I'm going to post this on the Fit Dad Lifestyle podcast. Tom's going to post this on the Dad Strong podcast as well. So any of the fathers out there listening at the moment, if you've got any ideas for names that we could potentially use for the podcast going forward, we're going to create our own separate you know, podcast, so you can, you know, dial into that individually, and then you don't have to, you know, mix and match in between any of the other brands and get fixated on one thing. So any names, hit us up on the retrospective, you know, social media channels, and I'll put a link in our description, and we'll get Tom to do the same. So if you want to get in touch with any of us individually to give us ideas or comment on any of the social media posts, then please do that. Sure. And we're going to spend the next week really fixating everything. And yeah, guys, if you're happy to give it a crack, then we'll give it a go next week and have a bit more structure and thoughts about the real world. And we'll have a name by then as well.
Sounds good. I'm glad we're doing this. And I think real quick, I just wanted to add, you know, I think what you said, Tom, you nailed it about making a decision to just step up and, you know, it's just a decision. For example, this is a perfect example. It's middle of the day in Australia. It's buck crack of dawn where you are, and it's time for me to go to bed where I am. And I'm sure each of us have stuff we would rather be doing or wanted to be doing, you know, just like working out, going to the gym. But we made a conscious effort and decision that we're going to do this and carve out a chunk of my night, your morning, your day, to sit down and talk about this. And just like going to the gym, like, I'm glad that I did, and I feel better now doing it, and I'm excited about it versus saying, you know what, I'm going to go watch the show. I'm going to go scroll through the internet, you know? And I think that's a big thing that a lot of people don't realize.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, man. I think there's a lot of power and it's helping dads and just guys to understand exactly that most of the stuff is a choice between taking the easy road and taking the hard road. And it's interesting because taking the hard road, it often leads to much more satisfaction than taking the easy road. It might feel good in the moment, but it's that kind of like delayed gratification, which I've had to learn myself, to be honest. But just being able to delay gratification, understand when I do the hard yards now, I'm gonna be saving myself a lot of pain when my kids are teenagers. I'm gonna save myself a lot of pain when I'm in my 50s, and I think that's what it's about, is to actually be able to make those choices in the moment and go, well, is this really better for me in the long run? Is this something that's gonna make me respect myself? And what I've been doing lately is just asking myself, would a great man do this? Like, as something's happening, I go, would a great man do this? Like, would a great man just walk away from the dishes, hey, Leroy, and just leave it for his wife? Or does a great man, like, unpack the dishwasher and put the dishes in there? I mean, it's a small, tiny thing, but it's a massive difference, yeah. You know. We're doing that all the time, and we tend to make much better decisions. So, stoked to be here, yeah.
Thanks for that, Tom. Now I'm going to be walking around my office and going to clean up for the next half an hour while the wife's going to get my son from school. Thanks. Threw me under the bus there. Would a great man just leave the house at bombshell? Perfect.
And go work out. Maybe, I don't know.
Mate, I'll let you know on next episode how the cleaning up went.
Exactly. It's here.
Well, guys, I appreciate you both taking the time out of your day, both, you know, early morning and late night. And yeah, let's chat now behind the scenes. Guys, thanks for tuning in. And if you've got any indication on what we could call this, or any you know, topics that you might want to have, or questions that you have for any of us or all of us, then yeah, please send them through and we'll make sure we include them on the next episode, our launch episode.
Clean up your life. Awesome. Sounds like a good one. No.
Yeah. No worries, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day and night.